Kabbalah. So Drashi, why Mishal is Tor? Drashi Delis is Mechubel Abayis. The door is attached to the house. Shuchib Lekarka, which is Mechub Lekarka. Vienna Kli, therefore doesn't have a Shem Kli. A house doesn't have a Shem Kli. The door doesn't have a Shem Kli. So if you put a bell onto the door, the bell is bottled to the door. The door to the house to the Karka, it's not called a Kli. Vizug also loy bottle agave. A bell you put on your door is bottled to the door. Could I mean a brace, pirkin, liel, kula machubale, reikamo? Anything that's attached is like that. There also it's attached to the door. It's mel is bottled to the door. Sheldelis Torah. Sheldelis like tomorrow. Louis Sawyer, this was a bell made for a delis, for a door. The soul of Hema, and you changed it. You like changed your mind. You're not going to use this bell for the door anymore. But now you're going to use this bell for the Hema. Is Alocha Temeya? Alocha is automatically with Machshav alone. This bell now is Makabel Tuma. As up until now, the bell was aimed to be used on the, maybe it was even on the door already. It was aimed to be used for the door. So right now it's not called a Kli. But with your Machshava, the fact you had Machshava to use this bell now for a Hema, it gets the same Kli right away, and therefore the Kli was aimed. We'll soon say, yeah, but Machshava helps though. It's not Mitzvah, it's not a dim like that. Mitzvah is not Mitzvah, it's a bell. We'll soon see. Sheldelis for Yoslele was made for the door, and you changed your mind now to use it for Behemah as Temeah. Shel Behemah, if the bell was on the Behemah, the Yosol Adelis, now you took it off the Behemah, and you put it on for the door, Afal Pi Shechibul Adelis, even though you attach the bell onto the door, the kavuva mismurim, and you nailed it down, you use nails or hinges to put the bell onto the door, still tamei, still it's mekabel tuma still. Why? The klal is like this: shekol hakelim, all kelim yordim l'day tumasim b'machshava. That means even though a kli is not finished yet, the mashu always have you have a piece of skin that metchila you have that to make shoes out of it. So kozman you didn't make shoes. The piece of skin is not makabel tuma. Lo yitzuri to machshav alone. You decided, no, I'm going to leave this the skin to be mats. I want to use it the way it is. So the machshav alone, I get the shem kli from makabel tuma. There also, even though you had this bell that was on the door, when it's on the door, it's bottled to the door, bottled to the house, bottled to the carcass, not called the kli. But as soon as you had machshava to use this bell for a behema, with your machshav alone, you give it a shem kli. It has a shem kli. It's makabel tuma now. So once you had this bell for the behemoth, so got a shem kli. It's called the kli now. Now you want to change this bell and make it ice kli and make it bottle from a shem kli. You can't be mavata the shem kli unless you do a shino maisa to it. You have to do a maisa to change the kli. Now here, what you do, you took the bell off the behemoth and sure you attached it to the door. You even put hooks and you screwed it down, but you didn't change the bell. The bell is the exact same bell. So that's not called the Shino Maisa in the bell. The bell is still Makabel Tuma. And since at one time the bell was a bell for Behema that had a Shem Kli, it was Roy to Makabel Tuma, it always retains its din to Makabel Tuma unless you do a Shino Maisa to the Gufa bell. And just attaching it to the door is not called the Shino Maisa. So this is the Pshan this Braisa. The Kol Parim is the steer with the Braisa before. Before the Braisa said a bell that a Behema wears is not Makabel Tuma. And here we have claw, bell, that a behemoth wears is yema kabotuma. See Rashi. Sheldeles, the soul of behemoth tumeya. And first the bell was on the door, and now you decided to use it for behemoth, Shrashi mikan labo. From now on it's makabotuma. The afa pi de loyovet be maisa. Even though you didn't do anything to the bell yet. El shechishavolim, you had machshava. The toloi utli, the toloi, and you hung it up. Utli alav maisi. Tli is not called a maisa. Shakola kelim yodin le tumosam le tumas b'machshava shaloi b'machshava alone. Yeah, still hanging on the door, still with your machshava alone. It's makabel tuma. Shmashenkin faker shal behema. If the kli, this bell was first for a behema, the yosol adelis, you change your mind, you put it onto the door, it's still tumeya. Shrashi v'afilu mekan labo. Even from now on, it's still be makabel tuma now. Yekabel tuma. Shein chiburai maisa. Svam ye fact you attach the bell to the door, it's not called the shino maisa. Achi yishaneyo mekumei shoya. You have to do a shino maisa to go for kli. You have to change around the kli. A bell, you have to make a rice bell. Here you didn't make a rice bell, it's still a bell, it's still makabel tuma. Doesn't mean in the Mitzvah that it was Tomei. Now, once the Garish Shem Kli, that it was rolled to Makabal Tumah, it does lose that din. You change your mind, in Eulam, Makabal Tumah, Ela Bishino Maisa. Even if you change your mind, you can't take off its din to Makabal Tumah unless you do a Shino Maisa to it. Here, attaching the bell is not called a Shino Maisa. But our core point, we have this theory, the first price said a bell is not Makabal Tumah of a behemoth. And here it says a bell of a behemoth is a Makabal Tumah. And the Gemara, like Hasha, Ha the Isla Inbu, one, the second price talking about when it has the bell inside it, we call it the metal inside it that makes it cling, that makes it ding ling ling. Ha the Lesley Inbu, it doesn't have the middle piece to it, doesn't make any noise. Therefore, it's not Makabal Tumah. Shrashi Inbu, but who? She also Betechel Hashmir Kul, that's the middle piece of metal that makes the noise. Fatih Gemara Monashah. What?
Clapper.
Fatih Gemara Monashah. What's going on here? Imanhu, if it's called the Kli, Afal Pit Lesla Inbul, even though it doesn't have the clapper inside, so it should be Tommy. Ilav Monu, if a bell is not called the Kli, who Inbul Meshavile Mono, stand the fact you have a clapper inside, that's going to give it a shame Kli. Monashah, is it called the Kli or not called the Kli? So Trash Imanhu, the Tachid Choshevle. What's the purpose of this Kli? What do you put the bell on the behemoth for? You don't badafka put it there so it should make noise. You put it on the behemoth to make the behemoth look nice. So the eke purpose of the bell is it should look nice. So if the fact you make the behemoth look nice gives it a shame clean, so whether the clapper inside or not, it still makes them look nice. It should be a clean. Ella Milagrash before said, there's ain't noil of behemoth, something that's only used to make the behemoth look nice, does not have a shame clean. So even if it has a clapper inside, also shouldn't be called a clean. What's the difference? Shrashi invo meshavli mona betamiya mishuim invo mehevi tashit. Now that the behemah has a clapper inside, that's going to make it for tashit. That's not the purpose. That's not the reason why the behemah wears it. The behemah wears the bell, or at least the bialim puts it on him, so he should look nice to the behemah. Might not mean if it's a clapper there or not. That's not the purpose of it. And the gemara in no, it's not true. In k'derev Shmuel b'ram Nachmeni om Reb Yenison. The yom Reb Shmuel b'ram Nachmeni om Reb Yenison. Minayin lemashmiya keil the kli matchishu tami. How do we know it's such a yisoid? An instrument, a kli that could make noise, is makabel tumah. Avi, it's made out of metal, even though it has no other purpose. It's only a kli like a bell that you can make dingling ling, you can make noise with it. That's enough to give it a shem tumah. Shenema the pasuk says kol dover asher yavo beish taviru beish. So the gufa pasuk is talking about kli midyan. It's talking about hagola. Really, it's talking about that the treifus, that the midyon ate treif, and it went into the kelim. So how do you make hagola? How do you kash the kelim? So any kelim that they used on the fire, they cooked up their pork in the fire. We have to kash. We have to cook it up in boiling hot water. That's the gufa pasuk. It's called dover ashiyav beish. Any pot that was used in fire with treifus is taviru beish. Now, if you want to kash it, this kabbalah kach poltoin. The same way the treifus went in, that's the way it goes out. But I'll tell you, look at the faces. Kodavra Shayavoy. The Yavagav, the high crow, Loilagavi Tumaksiv. This Possi Gufa is not talking about Tumor. El Lagavi Hagola. It's talking about Kashering the Kalim. That the Pasha Midian said two halachas there. When the Klai saw beat up the Midianim, they got the Kalim. First of all, you had to kash in the Kalim. You had to take out the Bli's Isser. And afterwards, you had to put it into the Mikvah. As you get a Kalim from a Goy, you have to be terrible in the Mikvah. So this Possi is talking about the Hagola. There's no mile of a deeper or not. Where the kli makes noise, it doesn't make noise, the geyataka hagola. His kozman, the treifus is in there, pshita yasta to matirin. The yamenu in lagola to in the tumba. So without the pasuk says the chiddush of a kli deeper, some kli that makes deeper means make noise, there's a chilik, whether it makes noise or doesn't make noise. So if it's talking about treifus to get the treifus out, there's no chilik if the pot makes noise or doesn't make noise. There's no difference. Elamai to in your tumor. That the chiddush is that a bell, it has no other purpose, only to make noise. See if it makes noise, it's called the kli, that would be makabel tumor. If it doesn't have the clapper inside, it doesn't make noise, it's not called the kli to makabel tumor. So that's his posse. He's called dover asher yavo beish. Anything that goes in the fire, taviru beish. So we make a deal. Called dover means afilu dibur. Even though the only purpose of this kli is that it can make noise, is yavo beish. Still, you have to make hagola, the gufa posik. Like Taisa says, the geit hagola is on afkemina, whether you use a kli to cook with that makes noise, doesn't make noise. So the chiddush is for tumah, that a kli that makes noise has a shame kli, it could be makabel tumah. So Melo, such a Yisrael like that, so Melo's bell, if it has a clapper inside and makes noise, that alone gives it a Shem Kli, even though you're using it now for the behemoth. But if it doesn't have a clapper, it doesn't have a Shem Kli on it, Elamai is making the behemoth look nice, there's no tachshitim for a behemoth. The only tzatum will be that you have a Kli that makes noise. So it's totally mitzias if it can make noise or not. Rashi, invol mishavile mono, the clapper inside makes it a noise, makes it a Shem Kli. For loy mishum tachshit, doesn't go out silkas tachshit. Like Rashi before said, there's no tashit for behema. Ela mishum kli. The reason why it's makabel tumah now with the clapper inside, it goes as a shem kli. Called dover asher yovah beish. The kli matchis mishdoi b'maisim is on my metal kelim. Yeah, and we dashin called dover means afidu dibur. The whole purpose of the kli is only to make noise. Such a kli is also makabel tumah. So, yeah, that's the test of two braces. The first price talking about the behemoth has a bell, it doesn't have a clapper inside, so it doesn't make noise. So what's the purpose of that? Only to make the behemoth look nice. So that's not makabotuma. I was ain't tachshit the behemoth. A behemoth, when you dress them up to make them look nice, doesn't have a shem kalim. So only if a person Torah was makadish, it's called tachshitim. But Shanky, the second price, it says that the zug is makabotuma, that it doesn't go out a tachshit for behemoth, it goes a stam, a kli deeper. That's the kale that makes noise, that kale is makabotuma. But the more b'maya kim, so what do we just on this brisa? But the less lay invul is our first brisa that says that it's not makabel tumah. It doesn't have the clapper inside. Or b'zoy aimi mitziyasa. What does the mitziya say? V'loy b'zug shebesavori. He can't go out with the zug with the bell around his neck. Av yoytziu b'zug shebeksuse. This is going on a man. By a person, he can't go out with the bell around his neck, but he can go out with the bell on his beged. V'ze makabel tumah. Both of them are makabel tumah. For the Gemara, if the bell doesn't have a clapper inside, so it does not call the kli shir, doesn't make noise, it shouldn't be makabel tumah. So why does it say if a man wears the bell, it is makabel tumah? The Messiah's second part, middle part of the price talks about if a person can wear this bell. As me makabel tumah, Rashi afilu the yodim. Even by a person, is this true? Me makabel tumah or reminu avestira. Ho'oi says Zagin, Lamachteshes, somebody makes a bell for his grinder. His while he's grinding, calls him on his work and he wants the bell to be there, he knows the machine is working, he puts the bell on his grinder. Uli Arisa, who then he puts the bell on the crib for the baby, to keep the baby awake, to put him to sleep, he has a bell there. Uli Mitzvachois, a swarm. The Mitzvachos on the Sefer Torah, more the Mitzvachos, the cloth around the Sefer Torah, and more you put bells, now we have the kesser, the crown, you put bells on the Sefer Torah. Well, the Mitzvachos in Oikis, who are then the blanket used for a baby, also you put bells on it, right, to keep them happy, to keep them put them to sleep. The saying is like this, Yeshlem in Volif, these bells have the clapper inside, Tumeim, the Makabel Tumah, Ein Lehem in Vol, if they don't have the clapper inside, it doesn't make noise, Tumeim. It's torn, it's not called a kli. So you see, claw, zug is only makabel tumah if it claps and it makes noise. Nitlu in vlehim, it's once it had a shame kli. It had the invalid sword, it had the clap, it had a shame kli shear. Then it was taken out. Adayim tumas nalehim. The tumah still stays on it. Yeah. So chorus astira. Here was saying, the first verse says, an invul, with an invul, it is makabel tumah. And here, first was saying, Dafk was an invul's makabel tumah. And now we're saying, by a person, by an Adam, it is makabel tumah, even though you don't have an invul. That's our first price. The first price says, the behemoth is not makabel tumah. What's the hezbo? Why by behemoth is the zug, the bell, not makabel tumah? Because it didn't have a clapper inside. Therefore, it wasn't the cliche. Just for noise, the behemoth is not makabel tumah. The same price says for an Adam, it is makabel tumah. And that's the stereo. We're talking about the same type of a bell. The bell does not have a clapper inside. It doesn't make noise. So why is the zug makabel tumah? Here the brisa says claw. Zugim are, these bells are only makabel tumah if they have a clapper inside. Without it's not makabel tumah. And Duma Poshit. Hani mili latinik lakoilavi. There's no kasha really. This last brisa is talking about you putting a bell. What's the purpose of these bells? It's not tamatakshit. On top of the crib you put a bell. There's no takshit there. No, the whole purpose of the bell on a crib is to make noise. Like to make the wake them up or to put the kid to sleep. That's the whole purpose of the bell. And they look, Abdulay, the Hanabilut, Batinik, Lakoila Vidalay. Therefore, if it has the ingo, the clapper, it's called a kli. If it doesn't have the clapper, it's not called a kli. It's not a kabel tumma. Avo godol, mashenken, a person, a man that puts a bell on his suit or wears a bell around his neck, he's not wearing it to make noise. He doesn't need the noise. What is he wearing a bell for? Avo godol tashatu. The reason why a godol wears a bell is to make himself look nice. It's a tashat, it's a piece of jewelry. Of a zoy, afagav lekli invo. Even though he doesn't have a clapper inside, it doesn't make noise. Of mitzias, a person wears it to make himself look nice, the jewelry. So therefore, a person's invo, a person's zak is makabel tumah. So pashut. So kisi yisarisar. When a person wears it to make himself look nice, it is makabel tumah. When a behemoth wears it to make himself look, it's not makabel tumah. Only if it has noise, if it can make noise, then it's makabel tumah as a kli shir, as a kli dibur. Not yet. That's next month. What do you mean? Well, by zagmi, by a person, if he had tested for a year. We're talking about on the neck, we're afraid it'll fall off. My shank on the clothes, and therefore it was sewed on, so we're not afraid it'll fall off here. Rashi la risa gashi yeshatinik sheikh b'teich a crib that the baby's there shecherim b'tza b'teilom b'zagmi, they put bells. The kashkesh there sheish matinik b'yoshin. Put the kid to sleep. You play the bell, he goes to sleep. Or did chas forum? Kishenaisim leis lebeitik nest. They put the safe turtle to the nest. Is shatinoikas shabes rab and kerin shom that the kids learn turtle. They are makashkas and azagim tinoikas shem and avoyim. That's when they tell me the kid used to come to save the turtle. Mitzchas tinoikas should tell him a tavorim. They tie it around the necks. You nitlim veleim nitlu kredim shenitamo turtles tuma leim makablim tuma. Portion. Right. By the Omama, Nitlu in Velehim, if the clappers were taken out, Adayin to Mustn Lehim. Still, it's Makabel Tumah. Hey, since at one time it had a Shem Kli Shir, it was called the Kli, so even though it loses its clapper, still it's Makabel Tumah. Fred Gemar Balamai Chossi, now it lost its clapper, why is it still called the Kli? The Kur has no use now. The whole use of this Kli was to clap, to make noise, was to make a bell out of it. It can't make noise now, so what's it roi for? So Mele Shabbat make a Sheva Keli, that's not Makabel Tumah anymore. And the Gemara Omer Abaya, Hail Shehed Yit Yochel Achdiroi. He doubt what happened here. The middle clapper came out. But that's a Poshna thing to put back. So it's not cool you have a Sheva Keli, it's not cool the Kli is broken. If you have a Kli Cheres that's broken in here, you can't stick it together anymore. That's called the broken Kli, the Tumah goes off it. Now as you can hear, the stomp, the middle piece of the bell falls off, that's nothing, put it back in again. A Hed Yit, any person can put it back together. So it's still called the Kli. Trashy Hedyid Shein Tzarech Umen. You don't need a professional guy to put it back. Anybody can do it. Therefore, it's still called the Kli even when it comes off. Most of Rav, Rav Rav Akasha, Hazug, the bell, for your invul, and the middle piece of it, the clapper, Chibur, is called the Chibur. So Trashy Hazug, Vinvul, Chibur, Kishen Yachid, when they're together, Harei and Kli Yechid, they're considered like one Kli. That means Nitmuzer, Nitmuzer. If the sheretz just touch the invul, just the clapper, the middle piece, automatically, the zug, the bell is also makabel tumah. Nitmuzer. He's around there. And let's say touch the mace, they have tumas mace. They come Torah, you have to have hazor. So if you make the hazor in one part of it, it's also Torah the other part. The chibur, the call the chibur, since he called it a chibur, it's in one keli, shema mino, the chinis part, the chur tzirai, when it comes to part. When they come off, they're not together, have a kli shenitl m'ksosli. He survived like a kli that was broken in half, taken off half of it. V'yaf agav det yachla ziroi. Even though it's very easy to put it back together again, of a kol kamad layhadri, kol zman, we did not put the two pieces together again, lav shalomu. The kli is not called the shalom, it shouldn't be called a kli, it should become Torah. And about this lush shenid, the Brisa says, hazug v'in v'chibur. It's mashma, it's a chibur, it's called one kli, when they're together. When they're not together, it's not called a kli. This is what the price means. Even though they're separated, they're not together. Still, command the mechaber dummy. It's as if it's separated. That means the tumah doesn't go off it. It's still considered a kli, and if it was tummy ready, it's not Torah. Trashe v'chi taimom da'ay chibur d'kama hachi kama afilu mefuradim afilu they're separated karin and lechibur still is considered together. The Yosel Lashmin has come to tell us the yispardu mishenitmo. If first the sheretz touched the bell when they were attached, so automatically even the invul was also makabel tumah. Now you separated them, the tumah doesn't go off it. Maybe that's the chiddush here. But the more of a tanya, not like that. So ask about tanya, Zmara, mispareh shaprokin.
you have scissors made out of two pieces. Shrashi Shasnei Sakinim Shlem Mispardin. You have two knives and used to attach it together to make a scissors out of it. But you can separate them. Mispares Shaprokin. The Ismail Shorhitni. Also, a carpenter's knife. Shajim Shitti Polini Shalumdin. Teresin Shinaistin Ismail Teich Ben Shneyatsin. Hoysnakak Maklakum Lethim Nathim. Oh, like a sander, something to smooth out the wood. Also made from two pieces together. It's chibul of tumah. It's a chibul for tumah, but it ain't chibul of hazor. It's not a chibul for hazor. Shrashi chibul of tumah means when nitmos there. When you have these scissors, if the sheriffs touch one part of the scissor, both parts are mekabel tumah. But later, if they touch the mace and you want to make a tyra, you have to put the hazor, you have to spritz on it for the mechatis. If you put it on one side, it's not enough for the other side. It's not called a chibur for the hazor. For the Amrina, the Kashra is a mon of shoch. Ichim, who if the scissors one keli, the scissors made out of two knives together, afil lazo, even to spritz to make a tor, it should also be called a chibur. V'iloi chibur elamai no, since they could be taken apart. It's not considered one keli, it's considered two separate kelim, afil utuman amiloi. So the sheretz, if a sheretz touch one part of the scissors, only that part should become tummy, not the other part. V'yoma rabba, rabba gives a teretz, Tatva Torah. The Midrash said as far as like this. Bishatz Malacha calls the mind using the scissors, that means they're attached, is Chibur. It's considered one keli, Bein Tumah Bein Lazor. Zayitz Makabu Tumah, both parts automatically. And who was in at that time, if you would put the spitz, the Mehazor, the Mechatis, on one side blade, it would automatically be Matar the other side also. Shalei Bishatz Malacha, but after you get finished using the scissors, is ain't a chibur midirais that's not called a chibur loyal tumah loyal azor. Both ways it should not be makabel tumah really. It's not called a chibur. It's called two separate kelim now. Shloim b'shas malocha. Even though they're still attached, but since you're not using the scissors now, it's considered like two separate kelim. The gozru now the rabbanim made a din like this. The gozru al tumah shloim b'shas malocha mishum tumah shi b'shas malocha. The rabbanim were machmer. And said, even though when the keli is not using it, you're not cutting now, so really, when one side became tamei, the other side should be tor, the bottom and exeris say no, both sides are tamei. Also in a case when the mamish b'shas melacha, that the both sides are tamei. The Ahlazor, the Rabbanim made Xerah, when you want to come to Matayir it, even though you're working with it now, and really the Ahlazor on one side should help for the other side, still they said it's no good. The Ahlazor, she b'shas melacha, that really should be good, mishum azor shlei b'shas melacha. The Rabbanim said, no, it's never good. And whenever you make Ahlazor on one, doesn't help for the other side, because also in the case you make the Ahlazor shlei b'shas melacha. Josh
Takopan, we see what it says before the Lashon Chibla Tumah. What does Chibla Tumah mean? That means that Kol Zaman, that together it's considered like one Kaili. Because you see here, really they're two separate Kalim. So before when it says it's called the Chibur Lutumah, it means that's called one Kaili. So Chorot Aspira, before it says that Zug Vimbul is called the Chibur, is called one Kaili. Because that Zug Vimbul is called one Kaili when they're together. Mash, when they're separated, not called one Kaili. And before we said a Svara, even when they take it apart, still it's Makabal Tumah. And Abayah's Teretz was, Hail Shehed Yachal Azirun. But now we have a Lashon Chibur, Mash, but it's only called the Kli, what's Mamish together. When it's separated, it shouldn't be called the Kli. So of course, no good Abayah's Teretz. El Omar Rovo, Hoyo Veroy Yelah Akeshay Agabi Teretz. Teretz says, this bell, you could use the way it is, even though it doesn't have the